Hi, this is Tara B. Thank you for joining me on Flow Out Loud today. We're going to be talking with 2020 Peer International Miss Haiti, founder of the Miss Victorious pageant, Miss Wilda Hughley. So join me on the other side of the beat. Stay tuned. Good evening, my Flow Out Loud 360 family. This is Tara B here with the Flow Out Loud podcast and video blog tonight. And for those of you who are joining me today, I have a very special guest here at Flow Out Loud 360. We have Miss Hughley, Wilda Hughley. She is the 2020 Peer International Miss Haiti, along with a few other past titles. I'll let her introduce those titles because I don't want to get them wrong. She's also the founder of the Miss Victorious pageant, which we definitely want to talk about. They have the platform of Bully No More. So we want to talk about that. Miss Hughley, if you would, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, again, my name is Will. I am the CEO founder of Miss Victorious Pageant. I am a Spanish and French teacher. I teach high schoolers. And I am a mother of three wonderful children, a lovely 23rd of marriage with my husband. So this is a little bit about me.
Congrats. You have been a contestant in several past pageants, and again this year you were in a pageant, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what titles do you hold?
Right now I am Miss Haiti. So I get to represent Haiti in Ohio in September. I am so excited. Well, we're gonna go national and present mostly about the heritage of the country. And I am so excited to let people know about Haiti, some of the cultures and what type of people Haitians are. And I am really so excited to be able to go show off my heritage in Ohio.
Awesome. Oh, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Nice. That's
Ohio. Ohio. I wish it was
Ohio. Okay. So, I know that you have the Miss Victorious pageant, one of the pageants that my girls have had the privilege of being involved in, along with a few other ladies that I've come to know. Tell us a little bit about how you got to being the founder of Miss Victorious and exactly what your platform is about.
Okay, I can say this platform and this pageant has found me, not really me finding them. So the reason I said that is I started this because I was a victim of bullying. So it was my daughter was bullied when she was in middle school. So with this, she was getting in a point, she was cyberbullied and physical bullying and all that. And I did not know how to find, to put an end to it. So we have to see lawyers, we have to see counselors, we went through a lot. So I was very grateful that God has given me a chance to cut up with all this before my daughter was able to do it. Because the reason I stood up behind that, because a lot of people didn't have the chance I have to finally caught up with their daughter or their son before they commit suicide. So God has given me the to do so. For that reason, I come out to be a voice to help other parents to see technique of finding how their kids being bullied. So that's when I stand up behind it to represent this, because I almost lost my child and I become a victim. And I want other people, other parents to have a chance to become a victor instead of a victim. But that's the reason that I started after all the thing I went through, and I finally got my daughter to have her confidence back. So for that reason, I said, since God has given me the privilege to find a solution for that, I wanted to be able to go and share it out with other parents in my community or around the state. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. One of the things that I do, I watch a lot of news feeds. And before we had this whole pandemic, there was every once in a while you get a snippet of, you know, kids being bullied, you know, committing suicide, or you know, a bunch of kids. If you can go down your Facebook feed just about any time and see where kids are being bullied, they're being beat up for you know, maybe something they didn't agree with, or something, you know, somebody just didn't like what they had on, or who they were, or what color they were. I think that the fact that there is somebody speaking out about, you know, kids being bullied and trying to help them, that's something that we actually need a lot of right now. So how can, or what are some of the ways that your organization has been able to reach out to other people and help them?
In some ways, like right now, since of the pandemic, there's a lot we cannot do. So what I have is these young ladies, our misses, they set up classes. So we got anti-bullying classes, self-confidence classes, anti-depression classes. We try to have this in the library sometime twice a month or every other Saturday. We used to have that in the library. So it's the public library where we invited people. It's open for everyone. So when the kids are the one, the mentor are the one teaching the class, or sometimes they get to explain their experience of being a bully or being bullied. So they get to share that with other people. So when I set up these classes, I open it up for everyone publicly. I open it for everyone in the community. But since the pandemic, what have my girls been doing? Some of them do a little Zoom program with me where I share it on Instagram, on Facebook, to let people see. Since what now, there's not much we can do out there. But usually this is right. How we get people, maybe people in the community, to come and talk and share some stuff to us about depression, anything to lift up the girls, you know, their self-esteem. So that's how we do. So we open it up for everyone in the again. It's not only for one spot in the community, not only for Hot Springs, not for Hot Springs School District. We do it for everywhere. Anybody can be in Little Rock or Pine Bluff, whatever they want. It's a cause. It's not like a beauty. I just want you to come and explain what you can change the situation of bullying. What can you do? So anybody welcome come in their input. Anybody welcome to get a part, be a part of the pageant and whatnot. We are looking for guest speakers. I want people to come and share some stuff with the girls after the pandemic is done, and so we can teach them a long way about self-confidence and self-esteem and all that.
Awesome. You know, what you spoke about the classes and kids having self-confidence. Have you guys maybe done something, other activities that involve the girls, maybe, allowing, showing the confidence that they have, or maybe, because I know that some of the girls, when they first start, they don't really have the confidence, you know, because a lot of times when people hear pageant, they think beauty. And Miss Victorious really has nothing to do with, you know, beauty per se, as in how you dress or how you look, but the beauty from within. Yeah. And so how have you seen your girls' confidence? Maybe some that came in that didn't have or exhibit as much confidence as, you know, the popular girls would. How have you seen them change or evolve in this process?
It's really a big one. This is the moment I am most proud of. After, you know, 2-3 months, you get the girls, they just get started. They think, okay, we're in a pageant, we don't know stuff. But it's when we get them to do community service, that's when you get to hear the girls talking. That's when you get to see them in action. And then that for them, especially when we go to Jackson House, they get to serve other people. You can see at first at the beginning, they making the meal. They don't know what's going on. But when they start serving the people and they feel as important as they are able to have the privilege to help others. You can see in the faces. After every program, I always ask them, what have you learned today? I want them to find the lesson I would have by themselves instead of saying, okay, I'm going to see this. This is what I want to receive. I want each of them to share to me, what have you learned today? Some of them said, I feel so proud I'll be able to help somebody. You see, some was talking about, my heart, I did not know we got people who need food in the United States. You know, it was just like, you see all then. The girls really feel like I made something today. I've done something today. This is what I want them to find. I'm teaching them, okay, when in public, how you're supposed to speak. This is, I'm telling you, this process of Miss Victoria, the girls, they are learning between themselves. It's not like Miss School that, yes, I put some etiquette when we are, this is how we're supposed to present ourselves. You know, they see us as pageant girl. We're not pageant girl, but we put it as pageant girl because every single lady I have in this program, they are beautiful. I'm not looking for beauty. If I was doing a beauty pageant, I would say, fine, but for me, it's not the face that presents the beauty. So I would not be able to do a beauty pageant because that little power I had with them, that will not show me the beauty they have because they are all beautiful. So I'm not calling it beauty pageant. They already have that in them. All I'm looking for is their confidence, their hard work to feel special, the worth in themselves. I want them to find that because most of them, other people make them feel they're not worth it. They are nobody. So I want them to feel that in themselves. So I'm telling you, after you give it 5-6 months, you see this young lady stand up and speak in front of people, and then their voice, they express the pain. They put it out there. They tell when they talking, I hate bullying. That you can see inside of people waiting for a space they can just spit it out. And that's what I want them to do. I want them to spit it out and feel like, who are these people thinking that they are better than you? You are beautiful, you are smart, and every single one of the young ladies are very intelligent. So it just needs a little other person to find that in them and put it out there and make them see the front of themselves. Like, you're worth it. Don't listen to anything else. So I'm telling you, these ladies, they are awesome. They are. So this is what
that's great.
Yeah, I really do to help with all the, you know, take them out in the community to help other stuff. And also they see that presentation when they go out there, how people like just worship them. It's like, how are you? And take them and make them feel special. So that's how we build the confidence in them.
That's good. Now, and personally, I can definitely attest to, you know, my child, the first time she said she wanted to participate, I was like, really? Because she's not a talker. Very shy. Didn't like being in crowds. But I'm a witness that if they aren't there, shy, and they can't find, you know, that voice within, you seem to some kind of way bring it out of several of the girls I've noticed. And then they just blossom. So next thing you know, they're chattering, you know, they're talking, they're able to get up and say things. Because, you know, just going to a couple of the pageants, I witnessed them, you know, be a little shy, a little withdrawn. But after being with you for a little while, they do blossom. And I think that a lot of times, you know, when kids are not for sure of who they are, or, you know, they feel like they are, you know, less than somebody else, they do kind of clam up, you know, and they don't really show or exhibit who they really are because they're afraid they won't be accepted. But I'm definitely glad that you have the Miss Victoria's pageant and the Bully No More platform, because there are a lot of kids who can definitely benefit from that. How can people get involved with your cause and, you know, even with the Miss Victoria's pageant? How can they get in touch with you? Is there Facebook, Instagram, email?
Yes, we are on Victoria's pageant. We're kind of on Facebook, also on Instagram, Miss Victoria's pageant. Also, my address is Miss Cookiespageant@gmail.com. Cookiespageant@gmail.com. So you're welcome to contact us. If you want to be a volunteer, that you can bring some idea. It's a cost, not like a pass. And tell me how can you help to as community. I want to get ready. We should do everything on how to take them. So, anything, any great idea you got, you want to help us? You want to be a guest speaker for the girls to help them out about, you know, the team and teach them about something like that, or you got any class, whatever you want to talk to help about this object. So I would like to help out. And if you have that's a bully, you want to help me to do, I will talk to her or to him. And then at a please join me, this pageant. Just come and talk to
Awesome, awesome. And I'll also include the links in the video feed so that they'll be able to contact you. I definitely appreciate you for joining me today on Go Out Loud 360 and talking about the No More Bullying and Miss Victoria's pageant. It's a pleasure to have worked with you and have my kids involved. And I'll tell anybody that Miss Victoria's, if you want to get your kids involved in something and they're just not fitting in anywhere, this is a great place to get them started. The girls will definitely love it. And we appreciate what you're doing. Stay safe. Thank you for your time. And we really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me. A great supporter. As a great supporter of the program with your children and how that goes. So thank you so much. Thank
you. You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Tell Mr. Hughley I said hello.
I will.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you guys for joining us on Flow Out Loud 360. We hope you have a great day. And always stay on the other side of the beat.